It's like they think they're getting their jaws wired shut or something. You know, you don't have to be stuck on liquids. Your jaw's not getting wired shut. You still have the motion, the ability to chew. You just want to be careful.
Welcome to Dental Implant Talk, Stories of Real Patients. In a previous episode, you've all discussed eating with dental implants. But today, I wanted to bring it back to right after surgery when you were on the soft food diet. We get a lot of questions in the Nuvia SmileMaker Club Facebook page about this topic. So if you could walk us through your experience with the soft food diet and give any recommendations you have for someone who is preparing to undergo the surgery.
I can chime in on that because it was a recent comment for me, if you don't mind. Somebody was asking me, they keep showing me all these pictures of like SpaghettiOs and, you know, Chef Boyardee and things like that, you know, that are tomato based or acidic. And I'm like, you know, I mean, that's great for soft foods, but to me, in my experience, when something's raw in my mouth, I don't want to suck on a lemon or eat a tomato, you know, that's so acidic, it kind of burns your mouth. So my suggestion with soft foods is like creamy ice cream, sorbets, cold foods that are easy and mellow, not full of spice or full of, you know, acidic type of bases, you know, it didn't make sense to me. So, you know, for me, just like mashed potatoes, ice cream, sorbet, fruit, smoothies type of things. You know, things that don't have a bunch of acid, won't burn your mouth, you know, things that you can swallow easily, that you don't have to, won't cause more swelling, you know, things like that. So you want to ease your pain and your discomforts if you're having it with stuff that cold, you know, and creamy and calm type of food.
For me, I'm the pickiest eater I've ever known. I only eat a few things and have been that way my whole life. When I saw the list of food that I could eat, I looked at them, thought, well, I'm good to go. There were so many things I could eat in my very limited willingness to eat that it was no issue at all. Again, soft foods, the concept of if you can cut it with a plastic fork, it's remarkable what we can eat under that guideline. And so for me, it didn't change a whole lot. What I've noticed with folks that are looking into Nuvia or got their new teeth, seems like they feel really hindered by not being able to do what they had done in the past. And my sense is changing our diet for a little while is a great benefit to us when we're thinking about how to change our life with our new teeth. These are investments, and 4 months of eating soft food, which again, I can eat a bowl of beans in a heartbeat. I can eat a big bowl of beans in a heartbeat and get all the nutrition I need. And so I think Nuvia has gone out of their way to answer the questions, what can somebody getting a new set of implants eat? And they go above and beyond anything that most people even imagine. So if you're in that place, give yourself a big hug and just let go of the anxiety and the frustration and all the emotions that go along with that and just enjoy it, because in 4 months it's over. And you can go eat anything. Go figure.
One of the things I absolutely love to do, and I've done this for the last several years, is I like to make protein drinks. And I share them. I try to share one once a week on every group page I belong to that have something to do with it. And for me, I have fun with this. I try to be as creative as I possibly can. And you would be surprised how delicious tasting and how filling some of these protein drinks are when you realize that, you know, it's fun. It's a fun thing. I love making protein shakes, and I love sharing my recipes. you know, if you didn't go ahead and use a little creativity, have a little fun with this, to me, that 4 months is going to go just like that. And, you know, and I love doing making these shakes and smoothies so much that I'm going to continue doing them afterwards, because to me, I try to make them as healthy as I possibly can as well. Because to me, that's very important. I mean, taste is good, but as far as health benefits go, to me, it's very important. But have fun with it. It's not the end of the world having to eat soft foods for a short while. So, you know, have a little fun with it. There's so much you can do. There's so much creativity you can do with this that it's all up to you. The sky's the limit. You know, you're putting the limit on yourself if you're not taking advantage of different things.
You call them protein shakes and I call them smoothies.
So before we continue, if you're a listener and curious how these patients started their dental implant journey, it was with our 60-second quiz. So if you want to find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours like these patients, you can take our 60-second quiz by visiting nuviasmiles.com/podcast or by clicking on the link in the description below. Now let's get back to it.
You've heard me say, you may have seen me type time and time again, your soft foods experience does not have to be bland or boring. And for me, when I first got the teeth and got home and had my head wrapped and was trying to figure out life, you know, I believe Nuvi provided me with a list or something, you know, a few small soft foods that you could enjoy. And there were a lot of things that were on there, but nothing, if you just looked at that list, you couldn't really see two or three things put together to make a complete meal. But there were a lot of things on that list that I actually enjoyed. And so I just learned how to get creative with it. If I had to have mashed potatoes, it didn't necessarily have to be mashed potatoes and gravy. I would take the mashed potatoes. I would put melted cheese in there with it. I would have my little ranch flavored sour cream on it and try to make as much of a loaded mashed potato as I could, you know? Ice cream. I love ice cream. I love all things frozen, especially daiquiris or anything like that. Couldn't necessarily drink out of a straw, you know, but a good fruit smoothie with a little protein powder in it didn't hurt at all. I enjoyed all my Frosties. I ate ice cream, popsicles, you name it. That was my treat to myself. I think for the first day or two, all I did was eat ice cream. And by the time I noticed, okay, now I should probably try to eat something close to real as possible. It wasn't just about, you know, the ramen noodles or anything like that. I didn't dare try to eat rice or anything like that. I wasn't going out eating barbecue chicken or anything like that, but I did. And I don't understand how people are able to just, oh, I just had major surgery. I'm going to cut up this chicken into really small pieces so I can eat it. No, give yourself some time to heal and enjoy what you can. Just be creative with what you can do. Chili. I broke out that slow cooker so quick and made one great big pot of chicken noodle soup, fresh chicken noodle soup. You put the water in there, you put some onions, some carrots, some celery, you make your stock, you strain it, you put that back in there with some fresh, whatever kind of noodles it is you like, put your chicken pieces in there, some seasonings and some parsley, done deal, you know, because by the time that stuff finished cooking and congealing together, like everything is just pretty much going to melt in your mouth. So I was all about soups and casseroles. They emphasize pasta. Who doesn't love good mac and cheese? I love good mac and cheese. Might put some hamburger in there. Sloppy Joes even. I was doing, if you can cut it with a fork, okay, cool. Plastic fork, cool. I would make a sloppy Joe and use my plastic fork to just cut through the bread and just eat it. Like you, there are so many different things that you can do other than eating yogurt or, you know, breakfast, most important meal of the day. I love breakfast. So I was all about scrambled eggs, pancakes, French toast. And as long as I could cut it with a plastic fork, you can trust and believe I made it creative. If you have to, make little smiley faces out of your pancakes. Who cares? You know? But stay safe, you know, and have some fun with the food. You know, play with your food. Have some fun. Have some kind of creativity. You can do. I ate scrambled eggs. I would come in at night from work even, you know what I mean? No pain, still on a soft foods diet, but if I felt like scrambling a couple eggs, you can trust and believe I would scramble a couple eggs and put some kind of smoothie on the side of it or whatever it is. Like you can totally play with your ideas as long as they're within the confines of what it is you're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean?
Right.
But have fun with it. I mean, if you enjoy soup, don't just stick to chicken noodle soup. Go and get something that's going to be hearty enough for you to survive and get all your vitamins, nutrients, and riboflavin. But certainly, you know, you don't have to make it bland or boring at all. It doesn't say that you have to eat this one item off of the list. You know what I mean? You just have to be creative how you put those items together.
I think everyone thinks when they say soft food, I think they're thinking liquid diet or something. But I'm like, no, soft food is soft food. You do not have to starve yourself. Nubia is not saying starve yourself. Trust me. I was eating. After that two-week check, I think I was like testing the waters a little bit because I'm really eating beef enchiladas. And I was like, oh, okay, I can eat this. But on the flip side, I actually took it as a positive because I was on that soft food diet. It gave me an opportunity to lose weight. So I ended up losing 40 pounds. And hey, I'm loving this world.
Amen.
Don't get me started on the Mexican food, girl, because I was eating chilaquiles and you know what I'm saying? Go and get a bag of Fritos and go and get some nacho cheese and put it all together, maybe some ground beef or something like that. Put it all together and then just let it sit for a few minutes.
Absolutely. Please do not starve yourself.
Oh,
you
my God.
Eat all food.
Yes, indeed.
I did food prepping. I cooked a big thing of pasta. I cooked a big thing of vegetables. I did a lot of different containers of foods. And then, I mean, this was like 2 weeks. The first week was protein shakes and ice cream. But like 2 weeks later, I was, you know, I just food prepped. And then I could take a little bit of every little dish and conjure up something new every day. So it was just, I had a different meal out of, you know, just food prepping for that 1 week. And it was amazing. I mean, I think people crave foods or whatever it is when they can't have it. So in a year, they have to have soft food for 4 months. Everybody freaks out about it because they can't have something that they weren't even really able to eat before or had trouble eating with before.
Well,
so I know, like, you know, all I could think about was corn on the cob and apples and, you know, all these things that I wasn't even really able to eat anyways, but I was really excited to have them when I was ready. So I think that's the major problem in it is, oh my gosh, I got to have soft food. And they think it's yogurt, protein shakes for 4 months. I mean, there's just so many foods available. And like I said, I think it's just a craving that you just can't have something. So you're going to crave it more. I mean, I think it just kind of gets in your head. But man, I ate good for 4 months. I didn't what I was eating anyways, because I couldn't eat corn on the cob. I couldn't eat apples. You know, steak would get under my flipper and hurt. So I just kind of avoided that. Every bite I took would get under there and hurt my teeth. So, I mean, it was more just looking forward to eating those things more than worrying about what I was going to eat in soft foods.
Right.
Yeah.
Sitting at home with your bowl of porridge. And then a McDonald's commercial comes on, and you're like, oh, my God. Might as well be eating your curds and whey. And then some kind of chicken commercial comes on, like, here.
It's funny, and people think, it's like they think they're getting their jaws wired shut or something. You know, you don't have to be stuck on liquids. Your jaw's not getting wired shut. You still have the motion, the ability to chew. You just want to be careful. You just want the foods to be soft. Because honestly, I was on a soft food diet for 20 years before I went to Nubia. Yeah. So, you know, for decades, I'm used to eating soft food. So they say soft food diet. I'm like, okay, I got this. You know, no problem. Everything I eat soft anyway. Okay. My teeth wouldn't allow me to chew on anything, honestly. You know, if it wasn't soft, I wasn't able to eat it. I was really looking forward to that four-month period when I could eat this more solid foods. That's why I got my teeth done, you know? Because I wanted to be able to broaden my horizons on what I could eat. I was tired of, you know, mashing the foods in my mouth because I was unable to chew them. You know, and anything that I couldn't mash with my tongue against the roof of my mouth or grind with broken teeth, then I couldn't eat it. You know, so I was really looking forward. You know, when people show all the pictures about eating steak and stuff, that was great. But you know what was my favorite part about eating that meal was the salad, because I could eat the crunchy vegetables, I could eat the croutons, I could eat, it was so nostalgic for me, because I tell you what, I hadn't eaten a salad since I was like 12 years old, you know. So, you know, and I used to love the croutons when I was a little kid. I used to steal them on my grandma's plate, and she'd give me the croutons when I was a kid, you know. But that was nostalgia for me right there. So, you know, we don't have to, our jaws are not wired shut when we're done with surgery. You know, we don't have to drink liquids. You know, you see videos where you know, this guy from Alaska, the Nubia takes him out the same day he gets his teeth put in, and he's eating pasta. So just you're not that limited, you know, right. And it's not that there are a lot of options. And even some foods that you normally need teeth to eat, you could put in a crock pot, let cook all day long, and it'll melt in your mouth. You know what I mean? So, yeah, right. Just like I was saying, it's all going to melt. You cook it all day long. You could change the way you cook certain things and prepare them, and you could still eat it, you know?
Yes. You know, y'all made some very good points about not being able to eat certain things, you know, prior to getting the teeth. And for me, I had been eating with a plastic fork for years. And the reason why was because metal tasted nasty to me. Whatever was going on in my mouth prior to, I could not stand eating food with metal. It just gave everything a metallic taste. So I was using plasticware forever, for a long time. I can't remember when I started. And so when they said anything you can eat with the plastic fork, I was like, well, that's my diet now, you know? but of course, I had to really make sure that it could be cut with the side of that plastic fork and not shred it, right, with the plastic fork. but so many different, I think all of y'all had great ideas and the way to approach it. I think thinking about not limiting yourself to certain things. Don't think that you can't chew at all, right? Because I think that's what people are thinking about with the liquid. I don't, you know, or just trying to swallow things whole. That's another thing that's concerning. Like, it's not about that. It's about really, you do want to enjoy your food. You just want to be gentle with your food. It is a process to learn how to chew again with the new chompers, right? Your brain's got to process that, but you do want to be very gentle and be, you know, gingerly with your chewing. And so even if it is something soft, you want to make sure you're taking small bites of that. But many things like fish is a very good option. Something I love is, I say in ice inside and outside, okay? So we always talk about rotating the ice packs on the outside, but also those gums love the ice too. So those frozen treats, whether it's a popsicle or a slushie or a snow cone or ice cream, whatever that may be, a smoothie, something frozen like that, it feels so good or protein shake. All those things feel very good on in the inside, and that's going to help with swelling too. That was the first thing I really wanted when my first night, my husband was trying to figure out what I could eat. And so we knew that soup was going to be good, but we just had to make sure that the temperature was okay, because I wasn't going to be able to kind of tell. I was still numb. But I said, I just feel like I want ice cream. And he's like, well, I don't know if you can have ice cream. And I said, call Nubia, because I want ice cream. And we called Nubia, and she's like, absolutely. She's like, that's actually probably going to be really good for the gums. And that's all she wrote. That was it.
There.
You mean point.
Yep, that was my green light. So yeah, but definitely just get creative. Casseroles, the crock pot is your friend. Soups, low, and cooking things low and slow. And I listen, but you brought up the thing about Fritos. We call that Frito chili pie around these parts, okay? But, you know, get some Fritos and put some chili on it, put some cheese on it, let it sit, and it just, oh, melts in your mouth. I could definitely have that tonight.
You know? Indeed. Taco Tuesday. Indeed.
Yes. Oh, and another thing, and this is from you. So I love grits, okay? But our guy has got the killer recipe over there for his shrimp and grits. If you have not seen it, Bishop and his shrimp and grits, we got to find that video out of the archives. Because I was like, yes, the shrimp and grits. So good.
I was yelling my problems that day.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be boring or bland. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we protect our investment. We have put a lot into this. And after 4 months, you are free to go, free to eat whatever you would like to your heart's desire. But we have to get to that point first.
Don't cheat yourself by cutting everything up and swallowing it. You need to practice the chewing.
I used to do that before my teeth because I was always the first one done at the table. Because I would just chew my food. I would just swallow my food. I'm always the first one. Now I'm the last one. Because I enjoy the taste. I enjoy chewing. I enjoy just the whole experience.
It's an amazing feeling.
Don't forget to find out if you may be eligible for permanent teeth in 24 hours by taking the 60-second quiz in the description below. And you can help us out by leaving an honest review of this podcast. It will not only help us, but those considering the life-changing procedure of dental implants.